way water of the pipe. So, this is the way that they used to stop trains in Japan. Okay, the bullet trains used brakes that were made of an electromagnet and a disc of copper. They've gone away from that because they've realized that in fact you can make use of the energy that is in the currents inside of this copper pipe. At the moment it's just creating heat. And that's what it did in the brakes in the train in Japan. What do you suppose we could do with that energy?
Charge a battery.
Charge a battery. Very good. So in your Prius, in Susan's Prius, there's an electric motor. So what happens when Susan puts the brakes on is that the motor becomes a generator. It just runs backwards. It's the same gadget. The brakes run her motor backwards and charge her battery. Regenerative braking. And that's what they do now in the trains in Japan. They use that energy to charge up the batteries in those train cars.
All right. So, that's what I wanted to tell you today. I won't read through the summary. That's what our students get. And we've shown through various testing that they are, the outcomes are better, and they actually find the courses easier and more fun. So, thank you very much. Dean Weaver, are you with us here? Where are we? I can't wait. This has got to be better. Are you going to shoot basketball?
I don't know what I'm going to shoot.
Good. Dean Weaver, College of Nursing, to talk about the online degree program. Terry.
Thank you, President Easter, Chairman Kennedy. I'm very pleased, excited to share with you a comparison of our traditional baccalaureate program with our online program. Here we go. All right. This program has existed in in-person form for some time for those RNs who have their license but are not baccalaureate prepared. Increasingly, there has been emphasis on the need for baccalaureate education. Nursing has been slow to embrace this, but it is ever increasing in the force to move in this direction. That is for several reasons. One is the fact that the Institute of Medicine issued its report on the future of nursing that emphasized the need for all nurses to have their bachelor's, and that by 2010, 80% of nurses would have a baccalaureate degree, and that this education would be seamless from a community college associate degree through to the baccalaureate. The second is that I'm sure you may be familiar with magnet designation. Magnet designation defines the highest quality of nursing care provided in an institution and is given by a special credentialing body. It is a great honor to achieve this. And one of the characteristics of a magnet hospital is a BSN prepared workforce. All nurses have their baccalaureate. So as hospitals desire the magnet status designation, they are not hiring anyone without a bachelor's degree. There's also been state legislation in New York and New Jersey, and now proposed legislation in Illinois for a baccalaureate prepared nursing workforce in 10 years after having your licensure. So the question is, how do you provide nurses who are out there practicing, who are licensed but do not have a baccalaureate degree, with an opportunity to get the fine, high quality of education that we prepare in a traditional setting? Previously, our program was a face-to-face course. It was actually held in our Quad Cities region. It was very small, about 10 students, predominantly white women, and it really didn't meet the needs of the increasing demand for baccalaureate education. With our online program,